As we kick off a long weekend in the United States, we offer an extraordinary story of two murderers who found redemption through Shakespeare while behind bars. The only way that you change behavior is to change thinking, says Kurt Toffland, the former director of the Kentucky Shakespeare Festival, who helped the men stage the Bard's plays in prison. So, what you begin to introduce is a different way of thinking, a different way of looking at the world, a different way of seeing each of themselves in the world. Stephen Humphreys tells the full story of just how much Shakespeare transformed the inmates' outlook and their lives. It's Saturday, October 11th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Krista Case Bryant. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Now, today's Monitor stories. The organization Shakespeare Behind Bars has helped violent offenders rediscover their humanity. In this story, two murderers come to be wise hereafter and seek for grace. Stephen Humphreys reports from Louisville, Kentucky for the Monitor. To get the breakthrough allowing a Gaza ceasefire and the release of hostages, negotiators decoupled an emotional first phase of the Trump plan from a far more complex second. Much hard work remains to get Israelis and Palestinians to peace. Howard LaFranchi reports from Washington for the Monitor. Susan Orlean's approach to writing involves remaining a perpetual beginner rather than becoming an expert. She dives into other worlds and subcultures, always chasing the drive of ignorance into knowledge. Contributor Sky Davis writes for the Monitor. The West's renewed focus on defense has governments looking to offset spending, and social safety nets cost a lot of money. Can Europe retain its welfare systems in the face of competing demands? Mark Sappenfield reports from Berlin for the Monitor. China's new climate pledge marks a modest step forward for one of the most populous countries in the world. It also reveals how the bar for climate leadership is dropping lower. And Scott Tyson reports from Beijing for the Monitor. Adult coloring books, roller skating, young adult fiction, revisiting childhood hobbies as an adult can evoke wonder and joy. For our essayist, it also revealed how young love evolves and matures over time. Contributor Robert Close writes for the Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt and Audrey Thiebert.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.